Voting by mail is wildly popular in Arizona, largely because of the permanent early voting list. Republican state lawmakers plan to send to Governor Doug Ducey a bill to purge from that list people who haven't voted recently, meaning they'll no longer automatically receive a ballot in the mail. Business groups, voting rights activists, and Democrats have argued the law is unnecessary and will disenfranchise voters. With me to talk about who would be kicked off the early ballot list is Sam Almy, a Democratic data strategist who has broken down the effect of this bill. Sam, where did your data come from, and how did you crunch the numbers?
Sure. So what I did is both political parties have their version of the voter file. And what I did is I went into the Democratic Party's voter file and I looked at people who were on the PEVL that had been registered before 8/1/2018. That's the approximate reg cutoff deadline for the August primary. And then I looked at everyone who did not of that group who did not vote in the 2018 and 2020 primaries and general elections. So they've missed four of the elections that are qualified in that bill.
How confident are you with the results?
I think for this particular sort of setup, I feel good about these approximate numbers. Certainly with county recorders, they're going to be much more particular about this. It's going to be a little bit more in-depthly checked, but for this sort of initial numbers, I feel pretty good about this.
I'm making the presumption based on who has said what of late, both in terms of legislators and activists, but with respect to political parties, how would the bill impact voters in each party? I presume not equally.
No, it does not. Independents actually of the about 200,000 people who would be removed from the PEVL, independents make up less than half of the people who would be removed. They're at 48%. Democrats would make up 30% of those people being removed, and Republicans at 22%.
And how about age groups? Were you able to break that down in terms of, we know that younger voters are less efficacious when it comes to voting, typically?
Yes, that's true. And they're going to be affected a little bit more than this. The biggest group overall is that 25 to 34 age group range. They're going to make up about 34% of the people removed from this this group. That's pretty expected, because if you're in the 18 to 24 year old group, you might not have had that 4 years vote history or being eligible to be removed. So that's a little bit lower. So the next group down is going to be that 25 to 34 year old range.
And Sam, one other breakdown I'll ask you about demographically is people of color, because one of the biggest arguments against the bill is that it's been called Jim Crow style voter disenfranchisement that would in fact disproportionately affect people of color. Is that what you found?
So the Democratic Party, we have some access to ethnicity data. I don't like to use it in this type of analysis because it's not always 100% accurate. However, if you do look at the legislative districts that are most impacted, meaning the most people that will be removed from this, you're looking at legislative districts like 27, 29, 30, 19, even in Pima County, 3, District 2. And these districts are have a very heavy Latino population. So, you know, you could kind of do a little bit of reference there and see that that people of color would be more impacted by this bill.
Bigger picture from a political standpoint, have we picked up on any signals as far as how the governor feels about this? We know that one of the few times that he was given credit for standing up to President Trump was when he defended Arizona's vote-by-mail system, defended Arizona's election systems overall. Do we know how he feels about this? Has he given any hints?
I haven't seen any hints out there. That's pretty standard of Ducey's MO when it comes to controversial things. He's quiet until he has to take action on them.
And of course, we heard Greater Phoenix leadership come out very strongly. That even included Arizona Cardinals owner Michael Bidwell, who's a big supporter of the governor. Any thoughts on whether that could impact his decision on this, the fact that a lot of business groups, which typically support Republicans, have come out against this?
I'm sure it certainly puts pressure on the governor. You would expect it to put pressure on the Republican-led House and Senate. That didn't come through, but we'll see if they can influence a single person rather than 13 or 16 in the House and Senate.
That is Sam Almy, an analyst with Saguaro Strategies.